Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Sounds like we're taking game night to a whole new level.
Yeah, the creators of Horrible Bosses, and if you remember that comedy starring Jason Bateman, well, he's back. He and Rachel McAdams are a wonderful couple, and they host a weekly games night with their friends, and it's very competitive, I mean, to the nth degree. But one week, Jason's brother says, let's take it to a new level, and we're going to do it at my house, and they stage a is-it-fake-is-it-not-fake kidnapping, complete with real thugs and cops and bullets and guns, and it just spirals out of control. It's definitely rough around the edges. Don't take the young ones to it. But if Horrible Bosses were your cup of tea, this fills the bill.
Someone in this room is going to be taken, and it's going to be up to you to find them.
It's a murder mystery party.
If you're not going to know what's real and what's fake.
What? What the?
Yes. Oh, no, he died.
Then we've got a sci-fi horror with Natalie Portman. Tell us about Annihilation.
Yeah, the creator of Ex Machina, just a brilliant film from a couple years back, and 28 Days Later brings us this sci-fi horror. There's an environmental phenomena happening, and it's expanding, and they're concerned it's not just taking over cities and countries, but it could take over the planet. Natalie and four other women, I think, they field a expedition into the Twilight Zone, shall we call it, and things that go bump in the night, it's really scary, it's terrifying. It's rated 18A, it's both beautiful and horrifying. This one could be a real sleeper.
It came here for a reason.
It's spreading.
It's destroying everything.
It's not destroying. It's making something new. This is how extinction begins.
And over at the Movie Mill, just a week away from Oscars, you've got one of the front runners, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Absolutely. Seven Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actress, and two Best Supporting Actors for Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell. Frances McDormand is frustrated. It's been months since the murder of her daughter, and it seems like there's no progress happening. She takes it upon herself to erect three billboards outside the community, targeting the revered chief of police, Woody Harrelson. It's billed as a dark comedy, but it's certainly a drama. Extremely well done. Again, I'll warn, a little rough around the edges. There is violence, there is language, but an excellent film.
What's the law on what you can and cannot say on a billboard?
I'd do anything to catch your daughter's killer. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The police is too busy eating Krispy Kremes to solve actual crime.
What's the matter with you, saying that stuff on TV?
Go, girl.
How's the Tonya Harding story?
Believe it or not, they made a great movie out of this. I mean, I remember clearly back when Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding were going head-to-head, and then the infamous knee-bashing, shall we say, of Nancy Kerrigan to take her out. But great movie. Stars Margot Robbie and Allison Janney. Again, they're up for three Oscars, including Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress.
My entire life, I've been told I wouldn't amount to anything.
I made you a champion, knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes.
He cursed me.
We're with the FBI.
They know something.
What can you tell us about Tonya Harding?
I don't know a Tony Harding.
Aren't you her bodyguard?
Some real opportunity to see Oscar pictures this week. We do have an online Oscar contest. If you're interested, www.moviemill.com. Free to enter. Great prizes to be won.
Also online at country95.fm, all the trailers and showtimes. That's Len Binning from the Movie Mill. As always, thank you for your expert opinion.
Absolutely, and we'll see you at the movies.